Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and SETI Stargate. We've got a great show. We've got some crazy things going down. First, the Cousin Brothers documentary, Extraordinary UFO Experiencer. You will believe that James Gillen's story is out on YouTube and Facebook. And it's a treasure trove of information. You know, there are some funky visuals in there. I wanted to keep away from the reptilian and the other crazy stuff, but you know, it's their creative license, but the information is really good. Anyway, also an X-class flare from Tuesday just glanced the earth, causing power outages, lights to flicker. There were a series of previous flares, but now the sunspot generating them is rotating and will be directing its energies towards the earth. So now, the strange thing about this flare, it had a violet, very strong ultraviolet light coming with it. And so those who are aware of the effects of the violet light know it's a light of transmutation. So we were also recently hit from multiple sources, cabal and reptilian, to keep us from informing the people of the big picture. Still in recovery on that one. But anyway, thank God for the beautiful many, Jesus, a.k.a. Yeshua ben Joseph, and the spiritually advanced off-worlders for putting us all back together and helping us shield from some of this nonsense. So there are going to be severe consequences for these intrusions. In meditation, I was told by Archangel Michael, it all boils down to, are you creating heaven on earth? You know, are you within universal law? Those are the two things. And if you're not, and he said, that will decide who stays. So if you're creating heaven on earth and you're operating under universal law, you'll get through these times. And he made it very clear, nothing goes unseen. And I want to play this video about the children. So let's play that clip.
I looked this up to make sure this was accurate because I didn't believe it at first, that there's only 11, and it is true. There's only 11 chemicals that are banned from our cosmetics or our body lotions or whatever we're putting on our skin. The thing that really bothers me is that our babies are not being born pure. I found this study to show you. This is by the Environmental Working Group, and what they found was they took 10 babies and tested their cord blood. They found 287 chemicals in their cord blood of these 10 babies. Stain and oil repellents used in fast food packaging, clothing and textiles, including Teflon, in the baby's cord blood. They found ingredients such as waste from burning coal, gasoline, and garbage, pesticides, consumer product ingredients in the cord blood. They know that 180 cause cancer in humans or animals, 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal tests. So this is pretty outstanding. There's a link if you guys want to look it up. The other crazy part is the parent hadn't been exposed to any out-of-range chemicals before. They weren't working in factories or exposed to high levels of toxins. They're just regular people. So our babies are born highly toxic, and it's just awful to me. It breaks my heart. So why is this happening? Because the FDA sold out is basically what it comes down to. 99% of food chemicals introduced since 2000 were green-lighted for use by food and chemical companies rather than properly reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. So here's the big kicker. These substances end up in what we eat thanks to a legal loophole that allows food to be classified as generally recognized as safe. These companies are basically just making the laws for themselves. How is this possible? Well, you got lobbyists. It's all money. It all goes back to money. Who can get paid off?
All right. Toxic children are unacceptable. So is drug and sex trafficking, along with the 350,000 missing children, many smuggled in across the border. So I know the House of Mary has been very busy ending the abuse of children. So Trump also signed an executive order banning all surgical and chemical sex change operations. And you might want to look up the statistics on how many of these people committed suicide after these barbaric operations. You know, some major counseling and in the social engineering, that's what's going to put an end to this, the suicides and all the other stuff, because really counseling's the answer. It's not surgical. But Tulsi Gabbard is cleaning up out the deep state leakers in the intelligence communities. Three high-level officials have been turned over to the FBI for criminal prosecution. Pete Hegseth is cleaning up the military. Trump is calling for an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan and kickbacks to politicians from the Ukrainian war and other nefarious, you know, NGOs. So, you know, if he said that, he already has the goods. You know, they keep saying we have everything. So if he's saying it, he's already got the goods on that one. So anyway, it's the beginning. I think things are going to start moving really fast. Trump also signed a major treaty with Saudi Arabia. He's working with Qatar and Syria. And he got the royal welcome with all of them. And the, you know, these events and ceremonies are going to change the world as we know it. So even the Taliban is coming on board. And from what I hear, there's a total surrender there. So, you know, we might get our base back and most of our equipment. So it's amazing what happens when your president is not a puppet and truly cares about the people globally. You know, they pick that up. They sense his energy and his heart and what he's planning to do. And so they're jumping in behind him. So anyway, here's a good one. Democrats are angry because there might be a baby stroller shortage due to Chinese tariffs. So don't worry about all the kids they've aborted. Most likely there will be an abundance of strollers, you know. So the hypocrisy is insane. So especially with all the push vaccinations on children, I don't think there's going to be a stroller problem. And by the way, as we mentioned, the Barbie shortage was another mainstream media lie because Barbies are made in India, which was already negotiated, and the debt tariff deal is over. So way before Christmas, I might add, as they were trying to get everybody in fear, they wouldn't get their Barbies, you know. So anyway, almost all of these tariffs have been masterly negotiated or in the process. They're just finishing them up. So the shelves at Costco and other major chains mysteriously are still full. The China tariffs and other tariffs are working. Billions are being generated. American workers, farmers, the auto industry are getting a fair shake. Internationally, the stock market is up. Eggs and gas prices are down. You know, so, you know, we have the lowest inflation rate in 4 years, and Trump is fast-tracking ending the wars in the Middle East and Russia on the road to global peace. So thanks to Trump and the White Hats, universal law is now being accepted globally. And this is destroying the fear-mongering diatribes of the Dems and the deceptive lamestream media. Their priorities are keeping the kickbacks, the graft, the wars, higher taxes, inflation, toxic pharma and food, higher crime rates, releasing hardened criminals charged with rape, torture, murder, and spousal abuse back on the streets with no concern over the health and safety of the American people. So votes, money, and power are all they care for. And a few Republicans also fit into that category. Here's a good one. The new definition of woke is a socially engineered, corrupt, media-driven mental illness occurring mainly with the left, suffering from cognitive dissonance who are critically thinking, morally and history impaired. Now, this may sound harsh, but, you know, the woke are stuck in an endless circle of misery and hate, and we'd like to see them get out in nature and actually build something, you know, experience a little love, joy, and humor, you know, but they've got to take a look at their lives and where all this social engineering has taken them before that happens. A little brutal honesty with, are you happy? Are you? Anyway, when I say history impaired, you might want to look up all the major socialist leaders responsible for the majority of genocide on the planet. Yes, Hitler was a socialistic democratic leader. You know, yet you call people Hitler who are diametrically the opposite. So we're a constitutional republic respecting the rights of the individual, not socially engineered mob rule governed by the few oligarchs the Dems denounce but serve. The power needs to remain in the individual, the people, not in the hands of the few. Kim Trelkoff. So recently, Democratic politicians and protesters trespassed on an ICE detention facility, harboring violent gang members, interfering with ongoing arrests and processing. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Ross Baraka, was arrested with more officials to come. Oversight does not include unannounced access, body slamming, shoving officers, and forcing your way into a secure facility, all on video, of which they deny on the liberal mainstream media. They won't show that video. You know, the mainstream media, some of them are, but they just won't show it. So oversight is done by scheduled invitation to provide the staff necessary to give the tour. You know, other lawmakers scheduled appointments, were given tours, and were amazed how clean and humane the facilities were. Gaming facilities, phone access, the ability to deport, you know, self-deport back to the original countries with a bonus is also available. You know, a lot of these guys in there are probably saying, hey, this is great. You know, why would I want to go back to a crap hole? You know, so anyway, you know, it's not what they're trying to say. The whole thing was just a political stunt. So let's apply their rules. No one is above the law. You know, assaulting officers and forcing entry into a secured government facility full of felons, you know, have consequences. Yes, Fannie and Letitia, that means you too spending millions to falsely accuse and prosecute Trump over crimes you yourself committed. You know, I've never seen such white hate racism in all my life. You know, the streets of New York are a testimony of your incompetence. You know, why aren't you spending the money to get the criminals off the streets, the real criminals? You know, Letitia is personally responsible for losing the federal funding for New York's Justice Department in desperate need of an overhaul. You know, and she's not going over well with all your fellow lawmakers. To them, you're not an asset. You're a liability, basically. I hope you like the color orange, because that seems where you're destined to go. Hang on, 7-3. My phone's going crazy. Anyway, it's insane. It's insane where all the money's going. And so the federal funds have been taken away. And they just lost another thing in court. They tried to get all the Democratic DAs to file suit to stop Trump from doing the major cleanup, and they lost. They totally lost there again. So anyway, Alvin and Fannie, you know, they're right behind you. This is a clear-cut case of karma. And, you know, you're really hurting yourself and everybody around you. So keep going. Anyway, Occasional Cortex said these hardcore illegal alien gang members' constitutional rights were abused. I guess I should have used crayons to spell this out for Ocasio. And then there's others also, the squad, you know, they're all kind of get behind this, especially the fake news. So Casio is also under investigation for allegedly advising illegal immigrants on how to avoid arrest and using taxpayers' money for dance lessons and whatever else. I don't know. So I wonder if they have dance lessons in Alcatraz. Anyway, show the link of Dems in Alcatraz. So it looks like ICE has taken over Rikers Island, along with suggestions to reopen Alcatraz. So there's going to be plenty of room. So let's just spell this out for the morally and critically thinking impaired. A country without borders is not a country. If I were to illegally enter most other countries, I would either be shot, arrested, jailed. And if I did not have enough money or the right connections, most likely I'd never see the light of day. Illegal aliens, especially gang members, are not, you know, they have no constitutional rights. They're here illegally. Most being arrested now are the worst of the worst. And they've been designated as enemies of the state due to heinous acts and gang affiliations. So the deportations are legal, according to the Supreme Court. So what does it make you when you side with illegal aliens and hardened criminals? I believe it's called unelectable. And that's where you're going. The majority of the people have clearly stated, according to the polls, they are behind bringing law and order back to America. So do you think you're above the law? You know, how about the universal law, which has just been accepted globally, you know, thanks to Trump and the White Hats? How about when you side with the Takedown America foreign billionaire eugenicists who financed the open borders, flooding America with unvetted aliens, installed liberal judges and DAs in an attempt to overburden human services, drive up crime, essentially destroy the economy, and take down America? You know, the big T followed by reason comes to mind. You know, so anyway, it's very obvious. You know, I can't believe some of the people that are our lawmakers and are governing this country. Ilmar, too, she's out there, you know, telling people how to avoid ICE, too. So It's against the law, so have fun with that. They say the party of common sense with a moral and integral foundation will be the prevailing party in the future. So that's what got Trump elected. Democrats should learn from this. You know, if what has happened is good for the people, it's best to get on board. The majority of the Trump administration is aligned overall with the ongoing, exponentially increasing ascension process. People ask, are you a Democrat, a Republican, a Christian, a Buddhist? And I say all the above. I live according to universal law and seek truth wherever I can find it, totally dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. I'm colorblind, but character aware, transcending all culture and religious boundaries. So I'm not alone. A lot of people have incarnated on earth that are aligned with universal law and that, and they're very, they have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and they're all being activated right now. So the problem is it just so happens one party seems to be self-serving as a majority, focusing on lies, deceptions, graft, and power. And that's what's all coming up right now. Here's a good one. Billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates is calling Elon Musk a child killer. You know, he is famous for a long history of deadly vaccines, toxic heavy metals, funding carcinogenic chemtrails with nanotech, wanting to block out the sun. You know, despite the ice in the North Pole increasing by 17%, the polar bears having a population explosion and the oceans not rising. You know, you might want to ask yourself, why are all these carbon credit Green New Deal billionaires and politicians hypocritically living in multimillion dollar mansions on the coast? I might say mansions we all paid for. So researchers are claiming allegedly his fake meat is full of toxins, glyphosate, etc. He's vaccinating livestock, creating fruits and vegetables capable of spreading spike proteins in his RNA nonsense and figuring out new ways to contaminate the food supply. He's dumping billions of live mosquitoes in Hawaii, only God knows why, and it's totally extremely suspect on that one. And then he has the gall to accuse Elon Musk of killing children. You know, what if all this graft and money, you know, went to real health and human services, to providing funds for mothers and children and things like that, you know, which is what he's doing. And, you know, I think pretty much Gates and Fauci and the other companies, that's Big Pharma, have cornered the market, you know, on killing children. So especially concerning the adverse effects of vaccines on children, the latest FDA warning states vaccines cause cancer. End of story. So it's something we've warned about since day one, causing us to be demonetized, debanked, and censored on almost every social media platform, not to mention constantly dealing with the weaponized agencies. You know, that's still going on. So the Department of Health and Human Services has dropped its recommendation for COVID shots for children and pregnant women, thanks to RFK. They should be banned globally, which I think that's on the horizon. So anyway, I wonder what the thousands of tortured beagles and puppies have to say about all this. You know, only if dogs could talk. For some people, they can. Others just don't know how to listen. Epstein's multi-billion dollar crime syndicate just didn't involve children and sex trafficking. There were bank CEOs, money laundering, blackmail, funding terrorists, arms deals, you know, the movie and music industry, politicians, billionaires. You know, this is, they're all involved, and this is global. So it's allegedly similar to the Diddy case, you know, the list of which was finally released. So yeah, let's see who's on those lists. So don't hold your breath while waiting for arrest. You know, it's a humongous global RICO case being blocked on the highest levels. So I really do think they're going to follow through on this, but it's a big, ugly mess to be unraveled. So now here's a good one. This just in, Doge has uncovered one of the largest pay-for-play scandals yet. Mark Cuban, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett each donated $1 billion to the Biden 2020 campaign. You know, the Democrats Against Oligarchs program. You know, they each were paid $250 million quarterly for 4 years, or $4 billion from the taxpayers. you know, makes you feel all warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? You know, add that to funding gay, Sesame Street, gender mutilations, orgies, terrorists, fake NGOs, getting billions of kickbacks to politicians, and, you know, morally challenged things we can all be proud of, you know. So anyway, we keep talking about the party of common sense, you know, with the moral and integral foundation. You know, they're going to be the prevailing party in the future. And they, you know, with the majority of the Trump administration, along with the ongoing exponentially increasing ascension process. So they're pretty much aligned with the ongoing ascension process and universal law. So that's why they have the masses behind them globally, basically. Here's a good one. Dr. Argus has done it again, exposing Big Pharma and the cures to their neither safe or effective experimental injections, aka bioweapons, mislabeled as vaccines and other venomous products. So the vaccines and many other drugs have synthesized snake and Gila monster venom in them. So this gives a whole new meaning to it. Snake oil salesperson, you know. That was my attempt at being gender sensitive. Notice I use persons. So anyway, that's about all you'll get from me concerning gender correct language. Here's a good one. 4chan is releasing information about a mountain-sized object in the Bermuda Triangle. Moving at unbelievable speeds, submarines engaging it seem to have been vaporized without warning or even a distress signal. And, you know, if this is true, you might want to send an unmanned drone, not a billion-dollar heavily manned sub, you know, to figure out what's going on. Also, when you're up against technology like that, in the interest of national security, you might want to make friends with the benevolent ETs. You know, I saw a jet attacking a benevolent ET and the jet just vanished. You know, on another timeline, the jets will most likely reappear, possibly right next to a dinosaur, and they'll be dug up in the future. You know, unfortunately, the subs may not. So we won't go into what happens with encounters with negative ETs or other nefarious groups. It seems the good and the bad have the same technology, just use it differently. You know, one is aligned with universal law and the other one is, it's below self-serving. It's demonic, basically. So we need to start getting a little help on high. So I'm not going to go into this any further. I've already said enough. We'll probably get phone calls for that one. Here's a good one. Do you think this ominous craft is aligned with the Great Awakening? Do you think it might just kind of vanish? We will see. Some very advanced race might take exception to its activity. So we'll see what happens there. Speaking of off-world tech, I want to talk about the time folds presently underway and how they work and some of the symptoms. So time folds originate from the source itself, God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give the absolute. They're orchestrated and assisted by the benevolent ETs. Even some of the ascended masters and higher dimensional beings are involved. It's an attempt to end tyranny, liberate the planet, and jump us past some very nasty events planned by the Dark Arts. When they do these time folds, it affects people according to their frequency. Those of a lower frequency are not faring well. It's a crash course in ascension, the byproduct of which are ascension symptoms. So the body and the bioelectric fields have to adjust to the new energies. The time folds act very similar to sunspots, solar flares, and CMEs. It's an accelerator of karma, action, reaction, and will affect one's health depending on their frequencies. So it's also, too, people that are really sensitive and empathic are feeling the purge, and it's affecting them as well. So, you know, it's really good to try to set healthy boundaries like not mine. And, you know, Babaji once said a lot of these healing energies will hit some like a brick and others like a feather. So just like reactions to changes in the magnetic fields, it can create emotional outbursts, excite sadness and anger. It puts people in process of all their wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences. Past life traumas are surfacing as well. So anyway, it can create headaches, flu-like symptoms, and trigger any areas in the body that are compromised or blocked, holding any negative energy. People are experiencing dreams all over the spectrum. I know I am. We have to detox the body, become self-monitoring, concerning our thoughts and actions, And this is on top of dealing with the chemtrails, voice-to-skull targeting, 5G cell towers, and all the other invasive tech being used against humanity. So it's kind of like all the above is going on, and we're just trying to help give people tools to navigate through this. Meditation, walks in nature, you know, take your shoes off and ground, self-awareness as to what is yours and what is projected. Clearing unseen negative influences is a must. The techniques are on the website, eseti.org. Just look under healing unseen negative influences. The bottom line, self-mastery is mandatory if we're going to get through these times. The satanic Luciferian deep state, the weaponized agencies, along with all other unseen negative influences, are going out kicking and screaming. So we have to set some firm boundaries, and that's of the utmost importance right now. You have no idea the position we put ourselves in just by giving you this information. The good news is the reptilians have surrendered. The Pleiadians, benevolent off-worlders, our ancient ancestors, a very spiritually advanced race, is now in control. They're backed by the higher councils. They have more genetic stock on Earth than any other race. And speaking of genetics, did you know the human genome is over 9 billion years old? The Earth is only 4 to 5 billion years, according to scientists. The Earth is actually 7.5 billion years old, but it still leaves a couple billion years of genetics here that came from somewhere else. So, you know, if you take its formation, it started out as a hot gaseous ball, and then it started cooling. And then it started acquiring water and debris and things like that and creating a crust. And that's how the Earth was formed. So where do you start? Do you start when the first hot gaseous ball found a cradle orbit, you know, next to the sun? Or do you start when it solidified? You know, it's just, we can all choose a starting part. But anyway, there were billions of years of thick cloud cover before the great floods. So this tosses out carbon dating, you know, tosses it right out the window. Things are much older than previously believed. Extremely advanced antediluvian races are being uncovered every day. So the billion-dollar question is, where did we really come from? You might want to research the latest cuneiform tablets AI has finally deciphered. And there lies your answer. The latest scientific discoveries are revealing the Earth was colonized from the stars. Extremely advanced civilizations, far more advanced than today's, had to start over due to cataclysms and pole shifts and great wars. So do these ancient little g gods diminish our belief in God? No, it only expands the vast nature of a very ancient, timeless, multidimensional God within all the multiverses reside. You know, we should play a game someday. How big is your God? You know, does he have one planet? You know, one race, one religion, you know, one universe? You know, is he restricted to the third dimension? Are there at least 13 dimensions? You know, I can go on and on. So anyway, a lot of people have trouble with that. They want to keep the hamburger universe going. Mihal Ledwith talks about, they want to have heaven and hell and the burger, which is us, in between. And that's it. It's so much bigger than that. So we are getting a lot of help. So Siavon, the commander of a Pleiadian warrior group, are mopping up the rest of the negative ETs, along with the white hats. And so you might want to say a little prayer and thank them. You know, none of the same after engaging and seeing what's being done to humanity, especially the children. You know, the people that are taking out these underground facilities and cleaning out the reptilians. So the latest news is the remaining negative reptilians down to 4%, and they pretty much have surrendered. But like in the past, you cannot trust them, and their removal continues. So by the end of June, they're saying nothing is going to be the same. So it's a work in process. So hopefully by then, the deep state infiltration will be cleaned up. The end of the weaponized agencies against the people will cease. The theft, graft, and kickbacks to corrupt politicians will be exposed and all come to an end. You know, the prophecies will be fulfilled. Tyranny will implode in on itself and will eventually join the rest of the universe in peace. And so now you know why eSETI, with 40 years of documented contact, is the most censored group on the planet. We do not compromise. We cannot be corrupted. We are in service to the great awakening, the planetary liberation of humanity, the earth, as first and foremost, its first priority. So real disclosure is coming from the skies, you know, with, and this is going to once and for all put an end to the controlled narrative and the extremely compromised UFO community. So anyway, again, you know, usually I try to cover everything through book sales and conferences and things like that to keep the ranch going, but we've had some major expenses, and so to keep going, and we're also under attack. So any donations are greatly appreciated to support our work. You can go to the website eseti.org and make a donation. It'd be greatly appreciated to help us continue in our work. So anyway, on that note, I did say I was going to open things up for questions, and Kathy here, she's our Vanna White, is going to drop some questions on us. I don't even know what time we started.
At 10:15. Right. Let's start with CJ's question.
Oh, come over here. Okay. Get closer.
Sorry, I wasn't quite prepared there.
I know, I should have given you a heads up.
Okay,
first question.
Was Nikola Tesla inventing, or was he remembering when he came up with his two devices?
God, he has so many devices. There's the thing. He actually was communicating with ETs and even said that. And the ones that we got were communicating with were Arcturians. And so almost all, even Einstein, you know, all the great scientists I know, they say you don't learn science. Science comes to you, and it comes to you in dreams and visions. And it's a lot of times it's your higher self or higher dimensional beings that are bringing this information in. So he was definitely, and he said that himself. He said a lot of it he saw in dreams, and then he built it, you know, what he saw in his dream state.
Was the New Testament written after the Old Testament?
I don't think so. If you look at the timelines, it doesn't make sense, but I don't think it was. Yeah.
Was 1,000 years added to our calendar, negating the Dark Ages period?
Yeah, I don't know. Our calendars are so screwed up because we should be on a moon cycle with 13 months to be correct, you know, to be along with nature and the planetary cycle. So it's so messed up. I remember they had this great harmonic convergence, and the timing was off on that. There's a lot of things that they're using, even the Mayan calendar, and the Gregorian calendar with the leap years and everything, that throws everything off. So it'd be interesting to figure out exactly where we are in the 13 moon cycle, and then we'd know more about it.
Is there contact with aquatic beings contacting us as well? I work as a diver, and I get the urge to pray when underwater and always feel uplifted and a sensation of home.
That was funny. I was meditating the other day, and I was asking, I go, should I take a shower? And I got this big message, water is very powerful, and it's very cleansing and healing. And being in it, water is conscious. It's a crystal. It's a liquid crystal. And it's conscious, you know.
And the dolphins and the whales.
Yeah, and you got the dolphins and the whales in there, and octopuses are extremely smart. You know, it's like octopi. Did you say octopuses? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, definitely the being in water too seems to be kind of like a
beautiful cleanse.
Conductor.
Yeah.
You know, being a conductor, and yes, there are amphibians that are extremely sentient, like the whales, the dolphins, but there are races coming here. There's actually a kind of a salamander race that you wouldn't call them reptilians. They're more like amphibians, and they're very, very emotional and very powerful. They're very loving.
Far North Queensland, We back on the bush and have noticed 3 to 4 ships regularly going back and forth over a mountain at treetop level. This activity has increased. Could this be inner Earth beings and or galactic? And what are they doing? They power up when we watch.
He didn't say what mountain range.
No, he's in North Queensland.
Yeah, there is. Queensland is, there's a lot of Palladian stuff based in Queensland. When I went to Australia, I saw a lot of it. I can't remember the mountains that were there that we stopped at, but a lot of felt and saw a lot of activity. Peter Slattery over there, he has the East SETI Australia. He's having major contact, major events. You ought to contact him if you're in the area and work with him. Australia is kind of like the motherland. People don't realize, but everything really began in Australia, and from there it went to Egypt. Even the Pharaoh's breastplates, the gold came from Australia, and they're not telling us that. And the Pharaohs were over there in Australia, and they're actually written on the rocks there. They have, you know, hieroglyphs on the rocks that talk about the story of them visiting.
Is it ethical to remove entities from a person or place without permission? For example, a hospital or nursing home or a nasty neighbor?
Definitely. You know, the thing is, you can clear all the way till their free will, basically. But these entities are already trespassing. And a lot of them just need help. They need to be moved on. They need help moving on. And some are just nasty. But because they're already trespassing, you know, according to universal law, you can step in and say, hey, you know, you're out of here, and do clearings and call on the beautiful many. It's totally legit. Now, if that person chooses to call in more or others, or they choose to align themselves with the dark energies, that's their karma. You know, there's nothing you can do. You can't trespass on past lives and things like that unless you're invited, and other healings, you know. So there's kind of a line you draw there, like, but these entities that are already trespassing, they're fair game, you know.
You always want to do a clearing before you go into a hospital.
Definitely. Hospitals have so many entities, and especially like insane asylums and things like that, old closed down ones, they're just riddled with entities.
Why do young children come into this lifetime for such a short time and pass away suddenly? What is the lesson for us? Where do they go if they are free from sin?
Well, basically, let's say you incarnate and you're hanging out in the Pleiades and you're just surrounded by pure love and bliss and everything's taken care of, and your frequencies are really high, and you're just going, God, this is like heaven, you know, and then you incarnate on Earth and you go, holy shit, what did I choose here? You know, I had no idea the density and the psychic turbulence and all the nonsense going on. And a lot of kids at an early age get really sick, you know, around 5. It happened to me. I almost died at 5. I had Mary pulled me out of it. But they decided to check out. They want, I want to go back. I can't handle this. I didn't know what I was getting into. And then there's some kids that incarnate for a short period of time just to bring families together and people together. And they have a mission, you know, a short mission, and they want to get back to where they came from. And there's so many reasons. The big picture, when you see why something happens to a child, when you look at the big picture, it kind of makes sense. And if you understand that life's eternal, that souls are eternal, and the angels sing when somebody crosses over, you know, that's, you hear the angels singing because it's a homecoming. But you just have to reframe it, you know, change your reference points, and then you can understand a lot more of what's going on.
Do you resonate with Andromedans as a stronghold in your many-dimensional incarnations?
In my own personal ones? Uh-huh. I work very closely with them. I haven't really gotten into an Andromedan lifetime, but I'm very close with them. Very close with the Andromedans, the you know, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians. I'm not as close with them. I do work with, they do come in now and then. And those are the main ones. And the Ascended Masters come in quite a bit. I work a lot with them. And I've had incarnations all along the spectrum there. And almost most of those I mentioned, I've had incarnations, but I never really looked in. You know, I've been Syrian. I've been a feline being, a lion being. I had some old biblical encounters that I'm not going to talk about. But, you know, it's not about me, really. It's about knowing your own multidimensional self.
Do you know anything or any updates about the Voyager 1 interactive pictorial transmission that sent NASA scientists into a permanently altered brain state? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
Focused on fractals as described by Mikio Kaku. Do you know anything about that? Is there an update on it?
You know, I know that. I know that thing shouldn't be working, and it's still working. I think it's been hijacked by higher dimensional beings, and I think they're finding out that they're realizing the universe is not what they think it is. It's all fractals and holograms, and they're finding out that time and space is conscious, and we live in a sea of consciousness and energy. And everything physical is just condensed consciousness. It goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. That's the vibrational continuum of how things manifest. And so they're all coming unglued because they're trying to put everything in a petri dish and a photograph. And some things are beyond that.
The soul is eternal, but up to what dimension can your physical form be destroyed?
Doesn't make sense.
The soul is eternal, but up to what dimension? 3D. Or so if you're in 4D, like astral traveling, do you think you can actually have a physical reaction to that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You can, you know, a lot of times, like a lot of people that spend too much time in the spirit world are not grounded, not taking care of their body. The body will suffer. And you can be attacked by astral, really negative stuff in the lower 4D that can screw you up pretty good and have physical consequences. So there's a lot of consequences that.
But do you think it goes above 4D or just stays in 4D for physical?
Your physical? Uh-huh. No, your physical body is 3D, basically. But your consciousness that's in the physical body can go up to 13D.
Right.
And so, but you have the ability to ascend and take your body into 3, 4, 5, 7D, you know, so.
But do you think that, so is it just in 4D that you could actually be physically hurt and bring it back to 3D?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 4D is when you can be hurt.
To the best of your knowledge, is the Galactic Federation of Light a dark side psyop? And is the Galactic Federation of Worlds a real organization of advanced benevolent ETs?
Yeah, that's kind of, it's really weird because there are the white hats, and then there's like a Galactic Federation of Worlds or whatever you want to call it, or and some people, it's just semantics, Galactic Federation of Light. And they're helping the white hats, and they're all aligned with the universal law. And then you have the councils above that. You've got, in the Orion system, you have the Orion Alliance, which are reptilians and grays. And then you have the Orion Council of Light, which is different too. So it's like, it's hard to nail all this down. We asked, they told us we have to recalibrate our thinking because we look in levels of power, and this power controls this one. It doesn't work that way. What guides each individual in those higher realms is their own personal connection with Creator. And so there's not a lot of hierarchical stuff. They're automatic. It's automatic. They just flow. They go with the flow, and they will have people with a little better guidance, you know, that'll guide situations, but we have to think differently when we try to pigeonhole all this stuff.
Is there any way the ETs can help us clear the chemtrails damage to the Earth, or is it too late?
It's never too late with their technology, you know, but if enough people are asking for help, I mean, enough people are screaming about the chemtrails now, and they're demanding answers and demanding it stop, and they've got the attention of lawmakers who are finally doing something about it. But, I mean, that's what has to happen. The people need to be educated and need to rise up, set boundaries and say, look, you know, this, you know, it's, there's a lot of people who say the chemtrails are great. They're medicine now, and they're bullshit, you know. So I'm not feeling any medicine when they spray us.
Me neither. As noted in your book, we live in an action-reaction world, the plane of demonstration, where consciousness creates reality. Doesn't consciousness create reality on all planes? Where does it not? And what is it like on those planes?
Well, yeah, definitely. Consciousness creates reality everywhere. It's just the rules are different. On the higher planes, things manifest almost instantly. And so it's like a lot of times people will take drugs like acid and all these, even plant medicine, and they don't have a foundation, a good spiritual foundation, and they'll get blasted into these other realms where everything is manifesting instantly according to your consciousness. Well, if you go into that realm with a lot of fear and anger and unfinished business, you know, you haven't dealt with your shadow side, you know, people can have really bad encounters on those other levels. And so it's really important to do your groundwork, get a foundation, learn how to heal unseen negative influences, how to shield yourself, things like that. Self-mastery is so important right now.
I see that we've got a lot of questions concerning the galactic councils. So I'm going to go back to this. Do you know what beings are a part of it?
Are part of what?
The Galactic Council, what beings are part of that?
Okay, so here's kind of how it works. The benevolent side, you have, and this is hard too, because if you say Pleiadians, you need to say, okay, when? Because some of them, they have time travel and everything else, and then you have to say what dimension? Because there's seventh dimensional Pleiadians all the way down through the fourth, and even on the third helping us here. So, but mainly on the benevolent side, you know, you've got basically the ground crew, the white hats, and people that are spiritually adept, you know, doing things down here. And then you've got, you know, doing a lot of the work are the Pleiadians, and they have more genetic stock than any other group here because they formed Atlantis and Lemuria and things like that. They've been here a long time. And okay, so you've got that. And then the Orion Council of Light, they're the heavy lifters because they've gone through the wars and they can't be fooled. You know, they're street smart, you might say, about what's going on. And they're kind of doing most of the heavy liftings going on in those groups. And then there's other groups too, but they're the main ones. And then you have the Sirians, which are the lion and the feline beings. There's three levels to that. Five, six, and seventh dimension. They're helping us as well. They're very good protectors and healers. And then you've got Andromedans, which are the high council. They're the last vestige of, they have magnetized light bodies and live in a holographic light universe. And they're the main guys people go to. And so those are the main ones that are helping us right now, but they have others that are joining in and helping other groups, which would be a whole show in itself. But that's the main thing. And then on the dark side, you've got the satanic Luciferian folks, you know, they're hooked into serpent beings, reptilians, negative reptilians. You've got negative grays, and it's kind of demonic astral beings that are all screwed up. And that's on the dark side. And that's all being cloned up. And that's in lower 4D. They can't get into 5D because you have to be in unity consciousness to get past 5D. There's a barrier, a psychic barrier that won't let you get past that. And so that's what's happening. The lower levels are being all cleaned up right now. And people are waking up and accessing the higher consciousness and energy and making their own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And we're starting to learn that our history had a lot of little g gods in it, but they're not the big g gods. And so that's one of the biggest lessons we have to overcome right now, is to be aware of our history. There's been a lot of people inspired throughout history. The tyrants were inspired by this demonic, satanic, Luciferian nonsense. They're hooked into that energy. And the people that were benevolent, the leaders were remembered that were compassionate and loving and lived according to universal law. Those were inspired by the higher beings. So there's a dark force and a light force, just like Star Wars, you know, and that we choose which one we serve.
What is your opinion of the use of Rifetech frequency therapy device machines?
Yeah, if you get the original codes and the original frequencies, the Rife machines are great. Some were screwed up and some were altered after he died. Some of his engineers wanted to keep selling the machines, and the agency said, okay, well, you have to change the codes, you know, and we'll let you sell them. So they don't work as well. But as long as you got the right codes and the right machine, they work great.
Do you think that we could be realizing full ascension by perhaps the end of 2025?
You know, we is interesting because it's more individual. It's more, there's a lot of people on the edge of ascension right now. They're playing between two worlds. So it's up to the individual. I think as a collective, you know, we are going to hit that point, you know, we're going to hit that flip point where the whole collective is going to flip over into a whole different time, whole different dimension. I mean, that's coming. Forgot the name of it. There's a name of something point. It's not zero point.
Do modern airliners use anti or counter gravity? I can't imagine that they get 33,000 gallons of fuel in those long range aircraft and take off many times a day.
Not the ones that we know of. They do have, government has a lot of those.
I do believe that they are waiting on a huge solar flare that will activate the remembering before we can move into the higher frequency life here on Earth?
You know, again, a lot of people can awaken and remember and pull from 7D very easily here now. And it doesn't mean you're not going to be challenged by 3 and 4D. That comes, you know, with the territory because you're here. But this whole world, the negative entities depend on the pain and the suffering and all the violence and all the division, everything to continue. That's the only way the realm can continue here. So, and they do, they're going out kicking and screaming, but that's all they can do to, they're on their way out. So you got to be aware of that. But, you know, if you do your meditation time, get out in nature and things like that, you can hook up to the highest dimensions and pull that energy but again, it takes self-mastery and you have to...
It doesn't happen all at once.
No. And you have to maintain it. You know, it's like you're going to be challenged. You know, it's just what happens.
What are your thoughts on the currency reset? I see XRP Ripple taking off with deals and adoption coming as part of the new system.
Yeah, I don't, you know, all this crypto stuff and everything else, it's all over the place. It's up and down. And here's the new one, this one going out, and they're collapsing. I don't follow that. I don't get involved in it. That's a whole nother realm for some other expert to talk about. I do believe it's nice to have things in your hand, you know, gold and silver and things like that, and land. And make your land a food bank and things like that. That's dependable stuff, you know, but that's kind of where I come from.
So this is the last question. Did we really get money from Israel? Is that real or a show?
Did I miss something? I must have missed these. Did we get money from Israel? I really, to be honest with you, I haven't seen that. I've been down lately because I got really hammered by these dark forces. And so I've been kind of recuperating. So if that was in the news or whatever, I missed it. I think Israel is the last card to fall, you know, and
there's nothing about it that I see.
It'll come back. What's happening is the Israeli people are wonderful. They're beautiful beings and everything else, but there is a Khazarian mafia type thing, and that's going to fall. And then everything is going to come back to peace. It was at peace before these other guys got involved. Anyway, they're all living side by side. There wasn't, didn't have all the problems. So it is going to go back to that eventually. That's it. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks. All right, folks, I guess we're out of time, so we got to sign off. So anyway, as we always say, keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and do your homework. You know, get out in nature and live according to universal law, and you'll get through these times. And Michael made it pretty clear, you know, if you're not creating in heaven on earth, you're going to have an experience, and it's not going to be a good one. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.